He can bite you too, don't you think? He's off.
Bite or sting?
He's off in the timber.
Sting, yeah. Out in the timber.
No, I mean he can really make you holler.
Now, another kind of bait you might take with you when you go fishing, little teeny fish you find along the shore.
Minnows.
And you can always tell spiders around when you see the...
Web.
You might call them spider web.
Spider web.
Now, why did they ever call a skillet a spider? Stop
it. It's assuming there's a logic in language, I guess. I guess there isn't really much. Is that the same as a cobweb? Spider web?
No,
cobweb is really, isn't it, a formation of...
dust or something?
Circulation of heat or something and dust, somebody has told me. But.
Well, I tell you, I don't think a spider web is exactly a cobweb. That's all I'm going to say. Because,
it isn't the same, but what?
I hear such disagreement on these, I always ask.
What have you ever heard?
Well, they'll tell me a spider web is the same, often.
Oh, no.
And to me, a cobweb is something I won't find
yes.
any here, I'm sure, but it'll be
down. Well, you could. A week or so ago, and I thought I didn't have any cobwebs, and my husband called my attention to one out in the music room there.
But a spider would never have made that, I don't think.
No, I'm sure not. He likes to work around the windows. Or more space. Well, a ceiling has plenty of space, but then you'd have to come down.
they may be right, I'm not going to say, but I know it's a web of some kind.
Yeah, we all know that.
A tree has branches going up, and below the ground has big, long...
Roots.
Did you say ruts and roots both?
I said roots, and he said ruts, and I think perhaps on that one I might be right.
I have some strange, a square root and root beer.
Yes. Well, now, which is it? Do you?
It depends on where you are, I guess,
oh,
which it is.
I see.
I'll maintain my right to say what I want to say. Now, there's a kind of an amphibian that lives in the water and on the land, has a shell on its back.
Turtles?
A turtle, I suppose.
Then the kind that lives only on the land. Do you have a different
is
name?
Is that, I don't know. Is one a mud turtle? Was that the one that's on the land, or is that
I think the mud turtle is one we know, and the other, what did you say?
One will live in the water and on the land, and another will live just on the land. Some people call the one that lives on the land a terrapin.
Oh.
Others will call it a gopher, and a gopher is an entirely different animal.
Well, yes.
some people call the turtle that lives in the water and on the land a cooter.
Well, just turtle to me, and I wouldn't know whether he lived on the land or where. I don't see him very often.
What kind of tree that we see, in fact, there's a town in this county with that name.
Sycamore? Yes, they have friends up there.
Is that the county seat? No.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, another kind of tree that's good to have around, say if it's Washington's birthday.
Cherry tree, huh?
Actually, it isn't because it wouldn't be in bloom anyway, so it made a difference. No. I always get what I want there. Another kind of, it's a three-leaf business. It grows in the woods, along in the woods.
Ivy?
Yeah.
Ivy, poison ivy?
Mm-hmm. And is there such a thing as poison oak around here?
Poison oak?
I've heard it named, but is that the same thing?
I don't know. I don't think it is. It isn't to
no.
me. Some people mm-hmm. claim it's the same. See, we think these things are all lined up, and they're not.
Yes,
how
no,
about the,
I wouldn't know.
How about the kind that grows along the highway sometimes, and about 6 feet tall, and it has the red cones in the fall?
Schumach?
Schumach. We call it Schumach.
Schumach.
Probably you're right.
Schumach is around here.
Oh.
I hear more Schumach than anything, or Sumach even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a couple kinds of berries that you might eat. Berries, what kind?
Strawberries and raspberries.
All right.
Blackberries.
Exactly what I was after.
Mm-hmm.